You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Juan Almendares, Friends of the Earth Honduras, Berta Cáceres is a military target. There is a policy to occupy and evict land. Berta Cáceres is defending the lands that have been occupied by transnational corporations with the aid of the Honduran army, said Juan Almendares of Friends of the Earth Honduras. He highlighted the importance of international solidarity with human rights defenders in rural, peasant, and indigenous communities who are suffering state persecution. The environmental activist, doctor, and humanitarian leader said that Berta is in danger because of the resistance of the Lenca people in Zacapaca and Santa Barbara departments, where most mining concessions are located, by threatening rivers which are essential for the livelihood of the Lenca indigenous. Almendares said it is important to expose this situation so that the struggle will become visible and Berta and her organization will stop being the target of state repression to defend the interests of transnational corporations. The irregular circumstances of Berta Cáceres' trial and the direct involvement of the Honduran army, besides the lack of credibility of the Honduran judiciary, turns this case into a legal military trial and calls for international solidarity to demand that the charges against her be dropped. Berta will appear in court on Thursday, the 13th of June, for a first hearing amid a strong international campaign promoted by several local and international organizations. The country's authorities have received thousands of letters asking for Berta's release and to drop the charges against her. Meanwhile, several families of the peasant movement of San Manuel Cortés were evicted on Wednesday morning by the police and military forces in tanks and using tear gases. The lands were illegally owned by Compañía Azucarera Hondureña, but 2 years ago the peasant movement began a process for the recovery of the lands. They have been evicted 5 times throughout the process. Porfirio Lobo's administration seemed to be pushing the country into an endless spiral of violence 4 months ahead of the presidential elections. The candidate of the Party Freedom and Refundation, Xiomara Castro, has already won the primaries and has good chances of winning the elections. How do the upcoming elections affect the growing repression in Honduras? Almendares said that the elections are surrounded by the idea of democracy and violence. The state, with the cooperation of the U.S. Operation Forces and the creation of Special Repression Forces, is preparing to continue using violence beyond any election result. There is a military government with a civil appearance, but a military mandate, said Almendares. He urged to strengthen the solidarity with the human rights defenders of Honduras.
You are listening to Real World News.